It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. Together we dive into the world of sci-fi and science fiction. From episodes of Star Trek, Star Wars, to The Walking Dead, Resident Evil, all the hot new science fiction movies from the back doors of Marvel or DC. The Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. You'll never look at science fiction the same way again.
Hello, everybody. This is Jay Snook from the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. Welcome back, and we're here for another episode of Sci-Fi News that happened this week. So, we're going to start off right away with Mowgli. Now, for those who are not familiar, Mowgli was a movie that I think was actually to come out like a year or two ago. And it was all set to do that and even come out around the same time as Jon Favreau's live-action Jungle Book. But the people behind this film chose to go a different path because they didn't want to compete with that movie. And this is supposed to be a darker tale, a darker telling of the story. It's got people like Benedict Cumberbatch and Christian Bale in it. And you know, from the get-go, when I heard this movie was being made, I was like, I don't know. It's because, like, I personally, I like the, you know, animated Jungle Book that Disney did. I think it's a great movie. It still stands on its own after all this time. I have not seen the animated direct-to-video sequel. I didn't even know this till recently, but if you didn't know this, there's actually a animated cartoon called Jungle Cubs, which had two seasons. I think it was on either a Toon Disney or something like that. And it came out about 5, 10, 15 years ago. But yeah, little extra tidbit there for you. And yeah, and Jon Favreau's, you know, live action movie did an amazing job. It did really good. I personally really, really enjoy it. Had a great cast of people, put a new spin on the whole story. It's not perfect, mind you, but it's a pretty good telling of the story. And of course, he's doing a sequel to that, which there was, I think, like, you know, a number of books on it, so for the series itself, I mean. So it makes sense to, oh yeah, let's do, you know, another one. Sure, why not? You know, so anyways, so yeah, Jungle Book to me is a story that's near and dear to my heart. I've watched the animated movie many, many times in my life growing up and in my adult life. And yeah, this story, I'm just like, I just don't really think we need another Jungle Book story. But anyways, so there was a new trailer that got released for this film in the last couple of weeks. And yeah, it doesn't look bad. It looks interesting. But I cannot say that I'm excited for the film. It's called Mowgli, just as all it's called. Not Jungle Book, just Mowgli. And it's going to focus on just Mowgli, the character himself, hence the name of the movie. It originally, I think, had another name, but it got changed to this name. And, yeah, so it's online, it's on YouTube, you get to hear some of the cast speak, you know, you get to hear Shere Khan speak, you get to hear Baloo speak, you get to hear actually a Ka speak a little bit, which I think Kate Blanchett voices Ka, but don't quote me on that one. And, yeah, it doesn't have a bad cast of people. It doesn't look like a bad film. It really doesn't. I don't think that this is, you know, going to be any in any manner that speaking necessarily a bad movie. I just don't know if it should be made. You know, I read online recently, and it actually makes sense. It reminds me a lot of when they did a movie a couple of years ago called Pan. It kind of came and went. It had a good cast of people. It had Hugh Jackman in it as Blackbeard, and definitely was another very different telling of the Pan, of the Peter Pan story that we've never seen before. It put, you know, new twists on the story. It had very good special effects, really good cast of characters, kind of a weird soundtrack, and really, in a nutshell, the movie just, it was a failure. It bombed. It didn't do well in theaters, and I had mixed feelings about it. When I first saw it, I was thought it was really, really great and really cool. But when I gave it second thoughts and looked at it again, I was like, no, it's an okay film, but it's not a film you must run out and see. You just, not really. You know, you don't really need to. Of course, Tiger Lily was way too old in that movie. And just like they tried to show like where Hook and Peter Pan were originally friends, which I don't know if that ever actually happened or not. But that's what they tried to do in this. So, anyways, just not just on the trailer that I want to speak about, there's been a few interesting things that have happened with Mowgli lately. So, Mowgli, I believe, was supposed to come out either in the next week or two, or it was supposed to already be in theaters now. Yeah, because like I said, it got pushed back originally. This was come out around the time of Jon Favreau's live-action Jungle Book that Disney did. But they were like, no, we're going to push it back. And it got pushed back to, like I said, I think either toward the end of this month, or it was supposed to come out a little, you know, might already have supposed to have been out by now. And only in the last couple of weeks, maybe last month, something happened that is very interesting. And this trailer shows that, because the first trailer they showed for it showed, hey, it's coming out, you know, in 2018 and in October, and, you know, go see it in theaters everywhere. And so something happened that at first I thought was a really big shock, but when I gave it some more thought and after watching this trailer, it actually makes sense. So what they did, if you're wondering if the suspense is killing you, is they sold the rights of this movie to Netflix. That's right. It's not going to come into any theater now, at least not to my knowledge. I don't even know if there's going to be a world premiere of it anymore. It's just going to be going to Netflix. That's what's going to happen. And if that's not enough, all it says right now, and I did look this up this week, is 2019 on Netflix. Now, what does that mean? That means it could come out, I don't know, at the beginning of 2019, at the middle of 2019, and the third part of 2019, or at the very end of 2019. So there's really no release date on Netflix for this movie right now, other than, oh, by the way, it's coming out 2019. That's all we know. And I think that's really weird. And to me, it was kind of odd because companies don't usually do that, especially when they've done a marketing campaign of, hey, it's coming to theaters, it's coming to theaters, it's got all these, you know, really cool cast members. I think actually Andy Serkis might be in it. I hope I'm saying that last name right. And he plays a character in it too. I want to say he plays Blue, but I can't honestly remember. I believe Christian Bale is Bagheera. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be Shere Khan, which I will say, Shere Khan looks good in this. I did like Idris Elba's Shere Khan, how Shere Khan looked there, but Shere Khan looks kind of cool in this. But yeah, it's a bold move. It's a little bit of a curious move. But, like I said, when I gave it some more thought, it did take me back to, you know, well, Pan, you know, how that ended up. And maybe they thought, you know what, this might not do as well in theaters as we hope. It might not make as much money as we hope. So maybe it'd be a safer move to put on Netflix. Because Netflix is just a different medium than theaters. It just is. It's just the reality. And I'm sorry to say it, but a lot of theaters tickets are way too much money now. Way too much money now. It's just like, you know, it's like, at least where I live, some of the, you know, tickets are usually run around about $12 now for regular pricing, and it's going up all the time. You know, it really is. And it's because a lot of the theaters here have now gotten luxury loungers. Don't be wrong, they're nice, they're comfortable, but at least all the movies I see, not many of those films do I go, oh yeah, you know what, I want to go and pay $12 to see this. Not really, no, sorry, no. And the same is true of, you know, even Matinee is not cheap anymore. There's a few theaters in my neck of the woods, luckily, that are affordable. And I've seen some theater, some, you know, screenings there, some movies there. But Yeah, it's just like, is it worth to pay that much for a movie where just a year or two ago we saw another version of this movie, and in a couple of years we're probably going to see another version of this movie. So in the end, I applaud the studio. I think it was a good choice, and I think it'll pay off because Netflix is definitely a growing medium. That's for sure. It just is. You know, a lot of the, you know, different shows and, you know, movies they do on there usually are really good and usually do really well. So I think that in the end it was a bold move. But I think it's going to pay off, and I think it makes sense. So yeah, I'm eager to see the movie. I think it'll have potential, but time's going to tell if it's going to do good or not. We'll just see, you know. And that's just the truth. I mean, that's not knocking the movie or its director or its writers or anything like that. It's just that's how I usually am with most movies nowadays. I'm like, you know what? It could be good. It could be bad. We'll see, because I've seen movies I thought were going to be bad that actually turned out to be good. I've seen some movies I'm very excited to see that have turned out to be very, very bad. So really, nowadays, you just don't know. So, so all we know right now, again, to wrap this up, this topic up, is that it's coming out in 2019 on Netflix, and we don't know when. So other than that, we're going to take ourselves a short little break, and we'll be back with more sci-fi news in a moment.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook, back with some more sci-fi news just for you. So, I was actually originally going to talk about something else at this part of the show, but something happened this week that I just could not ignore. And if you remember, last week I talked about Iron Fist getting canceled. You know, I talked about we're okay. It's a bummer the show got canceled. Season 2 was leaps and bounds better than Season 1. I really liked it. I was really looking forward to see what was going to happen in Season 3. I think Netflix had kind of learned from their mistakes they had made in Iron Fist Season 1. Because I've been lucky to watch all the shows that Marvel has done on Netflix so far. I've been lucky. And Netflix, you know, took a bold move when they did. So when they first did Daredevil, you're like, well, we've seen Daredevil before. And, well, it was okay, but it had flaws. It was not perfect, you know? And many of the characters they did, like Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, I don't, maybe comics fans know a lot about them. I don't. I don't know much about Luke Cage or those characters going in. I just don't. So these shows did a really good job of, you know, introducing these characters, showing them. Many of these characters were flawed, which I think was actually a good thing. It was kind of nice to see imperfect heroes, you know, which we hadn't necessarily seen a whole lot of yet. We kind of had. The MCU had shown us some of that. But these were characters that, you know, just weren't perfect. They had their flaws. They had their issues. They had their problems. They had checkered, difficult pasts sometimes. But through that all, they tried to find a way to, you know, to be a hero for their city and the people around them. And I really enjoyed that. So, you know, Daredevil did an amazing job. And they also took their time to just, you know, build the origins or the starting points of these characters, right? They didn't rush it. They didn't rush, you know, it's just like, you know, okay, it's Jessica Jones, now right to the action. No, they didn't do that. Daredevil definitely didn't do that. We didn't even see his iconic suit until the very end of Season 1, just the way it was, you know? And Luke Cage, same thing, you know, like we didn't get to see, like, you know, we saw him show up, I think, a little bit in Jessica Jones, which I think came out before Luke Cage Season 1, But, you know, we got to see that there. So we already got to see, and that's another thing the shows have done. They've kind of like, you know, started to tie some of these characters together. They've shown up on some of each other's shows, which I think has been a great idea. It's worked out really well. And like I said, I've gotten to watch some of Daredevil Season 3 so far. I haven't watched all of it, but I like what I saw so far. And Jessica Jones, even though Season 2 had a few flaws, it was still a good show. It was an enjoyable show. It was a show I enjoyed watching. So, yeah, and like I said, even Punisher, which Punisher originally came in, for those that don't know, on Daredevil Season 2. You know, John Bernthal came in, and again, we had gotten not one but two Punisher movies, and I had a chance to watch both of them recently. And I have to say, I forgot how bad the first one was. And it's sad because the first one was star-studded in this big film and had a lot of potential, but it was really, really bad. And then I got to see Punisher Warzone, which I thought was a direct-to-video. I didn't even know it went to theaters, but it did. And I ended up surprisingly liking that one better than I thought I would. You know, I was surprised. Like, it's silly. It doesn't take itself seriously, but that kind of makes it work, which is, you know, if that makes any sense. And so, so when we got Punisher in there, we're kind of reinventing the character again, because we haven't really, you know, he needed to be redone, for starters. So, Season 2 was really big with Punisher, and then Punisher got his own show, which Season 1 was, it was alright. I can't say it blew my mind, but I definitely can't say I hated it either, just the truth. I can't go, you know, shame on this show, it's bad, and that's already gotten a Season 2, and Jessica Jones has gotten a Season 3. And like I said, Daredevil is just doing its Season 3 just premiered on Friday. So that's just gone live now. So so you're probably wondering now, what am I going to be talking about when it comes to all this stuff? What's with all the backstory? So something really weird happened this week, and it happened toward the end of the week. Because at least when Iron Fist got canceled, I was like, okay, it's kind of a bummer. But I see why it got canceled. I get it. It makes sense. You know, Season 1 was really just not good. They really made a lot of mistakes that didn't make sense because they had done a bunch of shows before that one. They had done, like, Daredevil and Luke Cage and, you know, Jessica Jones. And they had done all these shows before. And I want to say they even might have done Daredevil Season 2 might have been going on around the time before Iron Fist came around. And it was just riddled with problems. So, but it got a Season 2 somehow anyway, and it was a really good Season 2. So, my feeling was, and you probably heard this last week if you listened to last week's episode, was that I kind of was bummed it got canceled, like many fans were, but we understood that, hey, you know what? Maybe it got canceled because people watched Season 1, were so kind of turned off, but just didn't like it. They're like, you know what? I'm not watching Season 2. So it made sense, but a show got canceled this week that made a lot of Marvel fans, me included, kind of worried for future shows, and that is Luke Cage. That's right. Luke Cage got canceled, and this was only like a couple days ago, like on like Thursday or Friday this happened. And I remember on like Facebook, you just saw this getting posted everywhere, and people were in shock. They're like, wait, what? Why did this show get canceled? And so Season 1 showed us where we learned about Luke Cage, about who he is. You know, he fights some bad guys who, you know, are kind of tough bad guys, but, you know, he's kind of becoming the hero of Harlem is basically what happens. So it's, again, really big on origin story and building the character up and his flaws. Rosario Dawson plays a good part in it, and it's a really good season. Then Season 2, you know, he's the hero of Harlem. This is, of course, after Season 1 of The Defenders, so kind of reeling from that stuff still. And it's, you know, where Misty doesn't have an arm anymore, and we see Danny showed up a little bit to help out Luke. And basically a new bad guy comes around, you know, who poses a threat to him because he's also seems to be invulnerable or pretty close to it, and he seems to be stronger than Luke Cage too. And this was a season where Luke Cage thinks he's really, really strong and invincible and no one can beat him, and someone comes along named Bushmaster, that's what he calls himself, who is able to kind of give him a run for his money. So he has to realize, okay, I'm not as strong as I thought I was, and I need to figure out a way to stop a said person and, you know, save, you know, my city. And it is. It was a really, really good season. Very powerful second season. And the ending, man, that ending was surprising. You know, it really, really was. I mean, if you haven't seen season two, you might want to cover your ears here, just because this is going to go into spoiler territory. But so, what happens toward the end of the season is, you know, like there's this character from last season where she had become this really powerful evil character who ran Harlem's Paradise, which is this big club and kind of like the, you know, like the, one of the power points of the city, right? And so she ends up dying. Bushmaster actually survives, which I didn't see that coming. I thought he was going to have to die, but no, he survived. He lived. He got through the season. And surprising enough, Luke Cage is the one, not, you know, this girl's daughter, who gets to who gets charge of you know, Harlem's Paradise. And when I saw that, I was like, whoa. And it really like kind of makes it difficult, because he's like, man, he wants to be a hero, but now he's kind of like, you know, in charge of this place. And it was a really interesting twist ending that I didn't see coming. And it was an ending where like, man, I want to see what happens next. Kind of like, you know, season two of Iron Fist, but on a greater scale. So yeah, this season ended and you're just like, man, that is a really interesting twist ending that I did not see coming. It wasn't predictable at all. It was, you know, very well done, Netflix and Marvel. You guys did a good job here. So again, when this news got dropped, you're like, wait, why did you cancel this show? And how is this different from Iron Fist? Like I said, Iron Fist, it had flaws. You know, people had issues with season one. Luke Cage, on the other hand, I don't think there was any issues. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't have any issues with it. I know that for a fact. I watched and I was like, that was a really good season one. They had a lot of really cool stuff happen there. You know, they did their usual formula of, you know, one villain comes along halfway, said villain gets stopped, another villain comes up in their place, and then there's another villain. So, like, they did that, and it was really cool. It was really unexpected. It was a really good season for the show. So, yeah, so this was where you're like, I don't understand why you canceled it when I think across the board everyone liked this show. I don't know anyone who's watched it going, this show is terrible. At least I haven't heard it. Doesn't mean it's not out there. It just means I have not heard this news. So, yeah, and it's, I know that some fans, and I'm in a similar, like, when I heard this, it makes sense, let's put it that way. This made sense where, are the other, you know, Netflix Marvel shows safe? I mean, I think it's hard to say. I mean, I think it's not crazy to say, you know, we'll probably get another season of Jessica Jones, and we'll probably get another season of The Punisher, but the show I'm worried about, which I'm not sure if people are worried about, or thinking about this yet, is Daredevil. Now, why Daredevil? Well, Daredevil, like I said, just got a season 3, and so far, mind you, it's only been a few days, but so far, there has not been a, you know, Daredevil season 4 announcement. Now, maybe they're waiting until Monday, maybe they're waiting until the next couple of weeks, and you know what? If I'm right, maybe next week you'll hear me talking about that, because, yeah, and this hasn't been confirmed, but I think the reason this is going on might have something to do with, you know, Disney getting their own streaming service. And it doesn't necessarily mean that these shows are going to come back onto the streaming service next year. Again, whenever that comes out, sometime next year. But, and maybe they'll have different shows, or they'll do a Defenders season 2 or stuff like that. Because Defenders, you have to remember, never technically got canceled. They just haven't done a season 3. So, yeah. So that was some really big Netflix Marvel news. And hopefully the other shows will be safe, and hopefully I'm wrong about Daredevil. I hope I am, because I think Daredevil has been the best show they've done so far. So, really, I'll keep my eyes and ears open for, you know, more stuff on this story, and definitely be sure to listen to see what happens with this next. So, we're about to take ourselves another short little break, and we'll be back in a few moments with more sci-fi news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay, back with more sci-fi news for you. So, the last bit of news we have for you this week, and this is something you've probably noticed has been kind of going on with Disney lately, is they've been doing a lot of live-action films of their original animated properties. A few of them have already gone out. They did the live-action version of Jungle Book, which I thought was amazing, by the way. They did a live-action version of Cinderella, which actually was not bad. I can't say it was an amazing film or a must run out and watch now film, but I did like it more than I thought I would. They did a live action Beauty and the Beast, which had good parts and bad parts. It also had some controversy because, oh no, there was a gay character in it. It's like, well, it was LeFou, and frankly, it wasn't obvious, and I don't think you could really tell, so I thought it was good. It wasn't on the level of, like, the Jungle Book, but it was good. It was an enjoyable film. It had very good special effects, very good sets, pretty good cast, pretty good costumes. So there were some good things about that film. And Disney has announced a lot of live-action films coming out in the next number of years. Dumbo actually comes out in March of next year, if you can believe that. Tim Burton is directing it. It's got, like, Michael Keaton in it and, like, Danny DeVito. And from what I've seen of that movie so far, I'm iffy about it, but it may be good. I could be wrong. So they're doing that. They're doing a live-action Lion King next year with Jon Favreau directing. It's a mostly African-American cast. I think it's going to be amazing. And, of course, when they release more for that, I will be sure to talk about that on here. You bet you I will do that. They're also doing a live-action... what else are they doing live-action? Oh, yeah, they're doing a live-action Mulan, which I think is going to be really, really cool. I'm excited for that. There's talks of them doing a live-action movie. This is going to be called Cruella, which is going to be like Maleficent. So there's been talks of that. And there's a lot of other films that, like, some have been confirmed, some haven't. They did Christopher Robin with Ewan McGregor, which is another, you know, pretty good film, actually. It wasn't necessarily, like, you know, took an, like, a old film. It was kind of like a continuation story, but it was still a really good story. And I'm sure there are a lot of other films that they're talking about bringing to a live-action medium that I'm forgetting. I remember I've seen before online, there's a list of, like, 5 or 10 of them, at least, that have been confirmed, and even more than that, that have yet to be confirmed. So there's a lot of films out there. They actually had, last year at D23, they had announced a lot of the casts for a lot of these movies. And one of the announcements they did was they had talked about before that they're doing a live-action Aladdin. And we got to hear some of that. I believe it's two somewhat newcomers are going to be Aladdin and Jasmine. And then Will Smith is going to be the genie. So when it comes to Aladdin, they've done a fair share of Aladdin things lately. They had on Once Upon a Time, we got to see Aladdin and Jasmine and Jafar come around, and they did a very good job of that story, I think, by the way, and put some new twists on it, as Once Upon a Time normally does. And now there is the Aladdin Broadway show, which I have not gotten to see all of, sadly. I'd love to, but I haven't had a chance to. But I have had the chance to watch bits and pieces of it on YouTube, and so far, I really like it. I think it's really good. It's a great show. They used to have, at I think Disneyland California Adventure, they used to do like an Aladdin show there that I've seen bits and pieces of on YouTube again. And it looks like a pretty good show. And one thing that people need to remember too, because there were some people who were like, hey, you know, Will Smith is a genie. Is that a good idea? And a lot of people kind of like, you know, want there to be the genie that they got in the animated film, but we'll get into that. And of course, remember, they've done three Aladdin animated movies, one that went to theaters, two that were direct to video. There was actually a cartoon show that I want to say, God, I want to say lasted maybe two seasons. It might have lasted longer. There was actually a really cool episode where the world of Aladdin and the world of Hercules came together and Hades and Jafar worked together. So that was a really cool episode that used to be on YouTube. I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. And so, like, right now, Aladdin is, you know, a really popular character. Like, it's around there a lot. And so, again, this movie had been announced that they're doing a live-action Aladdin. And they had given a little bit of an idea who the cast is going to be. So, with all that fun Aladdin talk, you know, something really cool happened in the last week or so where we finally got our first teaser for Aladdin. Now, just so you know, a teaser does not mean you get to see everything. Like when we saw the teaser of the first Jungle Book movie, actually the first few trailers, you got to see all the really cool visual stuff, how all the characters were going to look, you know, how all the places are going to look, all that really cool stuff. But you didn't hear anybody talk. And the same thing has happened with a few of these other live action films. You know, you get to, I think even in the one of the first Beauty and the Beast, okay, you got to see some cool stuff, but you didn't hear anybody sing until later trailers. So, what do you see in this trailer? Now, what you do see is really cool as it begins with the Cave of Wonders talking, which sounds absolutely amazing, by the way. It sounds really, really good. You get to see in the background, I think that's Jafar over there near it. You get to go inside the Cave of Wonders a little bit. You get to see that. I want to say you see the flying carpet, but I'm not actually sure about that. Maybe don't quote me on that one, but I think you do. And so you get to see a bit of what the Cave of Wonders looks like inside. Lots and lots of treasure and gold and all that stuff. And then you see Aladdin, you know, go to the top, you know, the top of that little kind of like little rock hill thing. And pick up the lamp. And that's where the teaser ends. It's only about maybe a minute long, maybe a bit less than that. And, yeah, you don't get to see a whole lot of it. You know, you don't get to, you know, see Will Smith as a genie. You don't get to see, you know, how any of the characters look or how they sound. You don't get to see really much anything. But from my impressions of this first teaser, I'm intrigued. I'm like, it looks pretty dang cool. It really does. I need to make a note here because a lot of people, you know, are going to expect the genie to be Ron Williams' genie. Now, in other versions of this story, first of all, in other versions of the story I've seen, which is Arabian Nights, by the way, and like Aladdin and his magical lamp, there's two genies. There's a ring genie. And there is a lamp genie. The ring genie can only do one wish. The lamp can do three. So that's what's been in some previous versions of the story. In one of the versions of the story, which was called Arabian Nights, John Leguizamo was both of those genies. He did a very good job, by the way. I'd recommend you watching that if you haven't seen it. And second of all, most of the time the genie isn't like, you know, buddy pal Aladdin, I'm you know, wacky, I'm goofy, I'm crazy. No, not usually how the genie is. No. No, usually the genie is very different. He's like, okay, I am a slave, you know, yeah, I'll help you out. But I think he does see that, hey, Aladdin is better than, you know, Jafar, just the way it is. He does see that, you know, because Jafar just wants the lamp, you know, for power and to rule the world and that stuff. And Aladdin wants to kind of help make himself better and make his dreams come true, right? So he's kind of got a better moral center than Jafar does. But like most teasers I've seen for most of these movies, I would like to see more. I would, you know, but I'm definitely interested. I'm curious. I'm like, all right, that kind of looks really cool. And, you know, I'm intrigued. That's really where I'm at, you know. But like I said, I'd love to see more. I'd love to, like, you know, hear Aladdin and Jasmine talk. I'd love to hear if they're going to do the songs. Like, I don't remember if we hear anything Arabian Nights-like over the trailer. I don't think so, but again, I could be wrong. I've only watched it a couple of times. And like I said, we don't get to see the genie at all yet. So, but it's a good first impression. I have some good hope for this film. I do. And I think it's going to be a good film, because most of the time, like, I really haven't seen yet a bad Disney live action movie. I haven't. Not yet. At least ones have been based on stories like this. Like, even like I said, Christopher Robin did surprise me. I was, like, you know, iffy about that one. I wasn't sure about that one. I didn't know which way it was going to go. And I ended up, you know, leaving going, all right, I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. So, on that note, that's really all the news we have for you for this episode. And, of course, when I learn more about the film Aladdin, which comes out next year, and I want to say toward the end of next year, because, like I said, Dumbo comes out in March, Lion King comes out in May, I think. So, yeah, I think that the release date for Aladdin is closer toward the end of 2019, I believe. And I don't remember the exact release date off the top of my head. I just don't. But yeah, but when I learn more about that, I'll be sure to bring it here. And other than that, have yourself a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and talk to you all later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.